Todd Marshall, committee member.
Todd, we're getting set for a busy month of January, which always includes farmers' bond spiels in the region. So in Innisfail, what are the dates for your edition this year in 2026?
We are going January the 19th to January the 24th.
And what is the format for this year's event?
So similar to last year, we have a ladies' division, which we're looking like we have enough teams this year. We usually do a pool system, but we're looking like we have enough teams this year that we're going to do like a tournament format, and then also have an open side for men and mixed teams.
Excellent. And so what's the makeup of the teams? Who do you have to have involved in this?
So normally we require like two farmers to be on each team, and then they can enter with another person. So the farmers' teams enter as three, and then we draw them with a local business person.
Wonderful. What annual edition is this going to be this year, and why are you excited about it?
So this is the 78th annual Innisfail Farmers Bond Spiel, and always an exciting time to get the farming population and the local business people together for a week of fun and fellowship and hopefully some good curling shots.
You bet. If people wanted to enter, can they still do that here in this week as we get set? Is there a deadline coming up?
Yes, we did set the deadline for January 2nd, so we are getting fairly close to the deadline here now, but still can fit a few teams in yet if people are interested in attending.
Excellent. And if people want to do that, how do they go about doing so?
They can contact me on myself or Ashley Willert as well. It's on the posters that are scattered around Central Alberta and the different curling rinks, but yeah, they can touch space with me at 403-588-7200.
In terms of the bond spiel itself this year, you know, what kind of sponsor support have you received so far? And obviously you guys always have great prizes every year, don't you?
Yeah, you bet. A couple of members on the committee are in charge of the prizes, and they do an excellent job of going out and to the local businesses that support us. We try to go back to them to buy all our prizes. So always an excellent prize table at the banquet. And yeah, sponsorship's been really, really good again this year. We kind of were a little concerned with some of the stuff going on in the ag industry, some extra costs and stuff associated with tariffs and everything else. But yeah, the sponsors have stepped up fantastically again for us this year, and looking like we're set up to have a great spiel again.
Yeah, that's wonderful. In terms of the week itself, how do things go there? And obviously, you've got a great facility in the Innisfail Curling Bond Spiel that everything's hosted by, right?
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, back at the Innisfail Curling Club again. So four sheets ice, and welcome everybody down to the curling club during that week to watch the games and participate in the bond spieling side of it. So.
Excellent. If people want to find out more information about the Innisfail Farmer and Farmerettes Bond Spiel, where can they go?
So yeah, on Facebook, Innisfail Farmers Bond Spiels on Facebook, and then feel free to call one of us as well if they have any questions about it. So.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for doing this, Todd, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you.